How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. I do have a featured caller today, and I'll get to her in just a moment. As you know, every day I draw one card as a thought for the day. So I'm drawing that card right now. And what it's talking about here is keep your secrets. Now, here's the thing. When you keep your secrets, it's not about you being embarrassed by anything that's happened in the past. It's about you not revealing to other people things that have challenged you. So, in other words, this card, when it says keep your secrets like this, it talks about do not present yourself as though you're a victim. Don't present yourself as though you're anything less than fantastic. Do you see what I mean? You know, it's funny. I was there's a really, really great friend of mine that owns a company here, and he's launching it. And I said at a recent networking mixer, I said 90% of success is showing up. And he looked at me and he said 90% of success is perception. And I think it's both. I think that 90% of success is being in the right place to put you in front of the people that can most help you. In other words, the more people that you can interact with, the more inspiration, and basically the more the universe can work for you. But I also agree with him about perception. So when I say keep your secrets, don't tell people about some of the crap you went through in the past unless it applies to the situation immediately at hand. Because the thing is we have so many people that are not living their own potential, specifically because we have been trained by the media, by friends around us, that it's much more attractive to be a victim. And so I want you to just concentrate on the idea, your thought for the day, of just keeping your secrets. All right, I'm going to go to Valerie, my featured caller. Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Mona?
I'm doing great. Okay, so because you're my featured caller, what happens is I actually do a full spread of cards for you. So I draw five cards first, which if you were just asking a question, I would draw just these five cards. And then I'm touching and shuffling the whole rest of the deck. So I want you to concentrate on the whole reason that you were motivated to be my featured caller, okay?
Okay.
I want you to concentrate on that. Like, what would you like to get out of the reading? What issues might you be facing that you'd like a little clarity on? This is when you think about it as well. I'm shuffling the cards. So
okay,
I'm gathering up cards for you right now. And the best part of being a featured caller is that I actually do a full spread of cards for you. So you're, in essence, getting a full reading without actually having to pay me for a full reading. So I appreciate you agreeing. I appreciate that you agreed to be my featured caller. All right, so I'm cutting the deck for you. All right, here we go. Okay, There is a card, your very first card, as I'm laying out your cards right now, is a card that I call Being Guided by the Angels. There, it literally says that the way to start being guided by the angels is stop taking on responsibilities that aren't yours. Do not take responsibilities for anybody else right now. This is where you get serious about your own happiness. And what it's saying here is that this has nothing to do with a love relationship. Matter of fact, I'm seeing a couple of guys here in your reading. There's one that's a bit challenging that might even have a temper. Do you recognize this guy?
I do.
Okay. What it's saying is that one of the burdens that you need to let go of would be to take any responsibility for his emotions.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first thing, because he's got a really great way at making you feel guilty. And one of the things that I don't want you to do is I don't want you to feel guilty for other people's drama. The other thing is the biggest secret to your success, and it's twofold. The first is you don't have to do it the hard way. Just by being you draws the success to you. The second thing is stop comparing yourself to other people. Do not compare your life path. Do not compare, don't compare the size of your boobs to some other chick. Just don't do it.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting in your cards is as soon as you accept that your life is totally unique to you, then everything starts to move forward for you again. As a matter of fact, I would like to give you an assignment for the next 3 weeks. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I want you to grab yourself a pad of Post-it notes. This is going to sound really odd, but I swear it will work. I want you to grab yourself a pad of Post-it notes because you have this tendency, especially when it comes to love relationships, to dwell in the past. So what I want you to do is with this pad of Post-it notes, when you find yourself distracted by any weird feelings and connected, especially with love relationships, but anything else that you feel guilty about or that you regret, but especially with love relationships, that's what I'm getting in your cards. So I want you to tear off a Post-it note when you start thinking about it. And on the sticky side of the Post-it note, I want you to write what you're feeling guilty or upset about, or what you're dwelling in the past about, or something that you regret, whatever it is, goes on the sticky side of that Post-it note. Then I want you to fold it in half so it's like a little envelope. So you're basically sticking the words inside the sticky part like a little mini envelope. And on the outside of that Post-it note, I want you to write the words, I release. Okay? Then I want you to put it in your purse or your pocket. And then when you get home tonight and you're making your martini, I want you to actually put it in a little, like one of those little aluminum pie pans, and I want you to burn it.
Okay.
Outside, safely. Because what it's saying is as soon as you get past any preconceived ideas of your potential, which usually is about clinging to the past, as soon as you get past that, what your cards are saying is there is this big leap in a new direction. And when I say new direction, it means that you get to step back from the unfairness at your job. You get to step back from this whack job person that you have to work with. What's really funny is there's somebody that you're working with. This says it's a man, but it could be a woman. There's a person that you're working with that is an emotional nightmare. And you are responsible for keeping this person focused. Do you recognize this person?
I do in a way, yes.
Okay. In other words, you can't get anything done until you make sure this person feels safe, secure, invigorated, supported by you in some way. That's what I don't like, is that it almost feels like you have, you've gotten yourself in a situation where you sort of have to babysit this person for you to have any action moving forward. What I don't like is it seems like this person is sort of screening your success, which I don't like.
Okay.
All right, so having said that, you are going in a two-month period where you're letting go of burdens, and August is a big month for you. So I don't know if that means you change jobs in August. I don't know if that means that you just sort of find your spotlight. But what your cards are saying is that I would like you to spend July as the month where you're getting rid of what's not working for you.
Okay. I will do that.
Now, I want to tell you, that's kind of the overview. I could go into a lot more detail, and if we were doing a full reading, I would. But do you have any specific questions for me?
I have one, and it basically deals with my family life. Do you see anything changing in that aspect with my children, basically? Is there anything in the cards that shows that?
Is there a court case surrounding your children?
There was, yes.
Okay, because it looks like it came out sort of unfair to you.
The court case came out favorable to me, but my kids have been alienated from me.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Yes.
Here's the thing, is that you can't control what your ex is saying about you.
Right.
The only thing you can, and matter of fact, this might be the guy with the temper that I'm seeing here,
is that
you can't control that. And you have to realize that there's this man is incredibly manipulative, and he's, and it's especially true in your case if he happens to be an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. Is he any one of those signs?
No, but my husband is, that I have now is.
Oh, okay. Does he also have some emotional challenges? Do you see a temper with him?
He does have one at times.
Okay. Here's the thing, is that it doesn't say that he takes it out on you, but you do need to, like, be in another room when he's expressing it. Matter of fact, when he starts getting pissed off, just say, I'm going to let you vent, but I'm going to be in the other room while you do it.
Okay.
Because it upsets you.
Yes.
Okay. So
and he's a wonderful husband.
Well, no, he, according to this, he is. And matter of fact, you have, no one has let his guard down like you have. In other words, he's never loved somebody the way he loves you. So, but the thing is that you need to train him that you don't like to see his temper.
Okay.
And you need to go in the other room. And matter of fact, this is a guy that would be great to have a man cave.
He does.
Okay. So when he, just, you might even say, honey, it sounds like you're upset. Go to your man cave. I'll see you when you call
okay.
back. You know, okay. I mean, do it in a very loving way. You know, I love you, but you're unsettling my day, or this emotion is unsettling my day, or I feel unsettled when you express yourself that way. When you say it like that, I feel unsettled when you express it that way. It's okay with me if you want to hang out in your man cave for a little while.
Okay, that sounds good.
But anyway, what it's saying in regard to your kids is that you can't change how your ex is talking about you. You have no control over that. What you do have
right.
control over is how you treat them. And what you want to say to them is something along the lines of, you know, your dad did the best he could. We just couldn't work it out together. And one of the reasons why we're not together is because he wasn't entirely truthful to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's all you have to say. And I just want you to know that if something doesn't feel right, just trust your intuition, trust your instincts, because, you know, he may be saying things about people that are not true. You don't have to say you. You don't have to say that he may be saying about things about me that aren't true.
Okay.
Just say, sometimes he says things about people that aren't true. And then you just do your best. Because what it's saying here is you've got your sorrow all wrapped up in something you have no control over. The only thing you have control over is your own behavior.
Okay.
All right, anything else you want to ask me before I let you go?
Just, is my financial situation going to be better, or is it going to stay the same?
Okay, here's the thing, and I want to tell you about money. When you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. When you don't worry about money, it always seems to be there when you need it. Okay? And remember, worrying is like praying for what you don't want.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have the right energy. You have the right motivation. My actual biggest priority with you would be to find yourself another job that more expresses and more embraces what you bring to the table, because it's saying that your current job doesn't look like it's the best fit for you.
Okay.
All right, and August is a big power month, so I would spend the month of July getting rid of what's not working for you. Like, go through your house, purge things, have your kids get rid of clothes they're not wearing or toys they're not using anymore, with the idea that we're going to give them to somebody that can use them.
Okay.
And that you literally, I'd love to see you purge about 10% of your house. Actually, I think that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend because, you know, it's a holiday weekend here in Vegas, and it's going to be 109 this week here. So probably one of the best things to do is go through each room and get rid of stuff. I mean, you know that stuff you collect that you're going to re-gift because someone gave you something, and you're like, oh, there's no way I use this thing. You know, just get rid of it. Let it go, because what I'm getting here for you is that when you create a vacuum, and this is a money thing, by the way, when you create a vacuum, nature abhors a vacuum. So the universe will do its best to fill it for you with newer, better things. But say that to your kids. Just say that to your kids, Val. Just say, you know, the reason why your father and I aren't together anymore is because he wasn't entirely truthful with me. So I just want you to be careful and just make sure that he's telling you the truth.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you for being my featured caller.
Have a great day. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Mona.
Hey, Kimberly. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to tell you that you had gave me homework last week. And I did it, and I feel much better.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. So you're going to go kick ass and take names this week, right?
You better believe it. But my question is about my son.
Okay.
I've talked to you about him before. His name is Micah, and he's 16. And I got transferred from another school. He was going to school with me. But I'm looking at taking him to another school that's going to be where I'm living presently, and I'm just wondering, is he going to be well when he goes to school?
Your son has a very difficult time connecting with other kids. As a matter of fact, what it's saying here in the cards is he's a bit of a loner. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I would highly recommend is the idea of giving him a fresh new beginning. And that's how you sell it to him, right? Just say,
okay,
you know, hon, I want to give you a brand new beginning. I want you to be the person that I know you are, which is smart, thoughtful, quick to take action, quick to help. This is how I know you to be for sure. Is he interested in any sports at all?
He loves basketball. Absolutely.
Okay, so get him on the team as soon as possible. Because here's the thing, is that you say to him, when I move you to this new school, you get to reinvent yourself. If you want to be one of the popular kids, you can be. But mostly I want you to be a good kid. I want you to be thoughtful. I want you to be a nice kid. And I want you to be great at basketball.
Okay.
Because I totally agree with the idea of him having a new beginning. Because things that, it's like he's afraid to be connected. He's like afraid to be connected with people. And that's the thing that I'm most concerned about. So, yes, I totally support the idea of him having a fresh new start.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
See you
later. Thank you so much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 718 area code. Hello, 718. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
Oh, boy. I was getting so many breakthroughs from what you were sharing with other people about their cards.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, okay. See, you know, this is a quiet little modest radio program. You know, I usually have about 15 callers an hour, and it's just now starting to gain some momentum. People are starting to find me. How did you find me, Lisa?
On Blog Talk.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Yes,
what is your
you.
Question for me?
My question is what you pick up from me regarding long-term love. Definitely letting go and just, I mean, I'm definitely ready, but what I mean is like letting go of like past ideas and just being gentle with myself.
Okay. Yeah, and I want to tell you in your cards that nobody can beat you up like you can. You're incredibly self-critical. And when you are incredibly self-critical, Lisa, what happens is you draw relationships to you that are critical of you.
Hmm.
So what happens is when you're critical of yourself, you will send that vibration out there and you will draw somebody that agrees with you. So what I want you to do, and remember how I told the first caller that I want her to treat July like it's the big purge month, the big letting go month, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to do the same thing, and then I want you to call me back the first week of August and ask me this question again. Because right now what your cards are saying is that you do love relationships in a very different way than a lot of people. It's like in a lot of ways you're looking at the, I want to lock eyes with him from across the room, and then I know that the angels will sing and the harps will play and the trumpets will sound, and he's the one. And according to your cards, what it's saying is first you need to get out of preconceived ideas of what a love relationship is going to be for you, and instead be much more accepting of the one that is being drawn to you. It's saying the first two cards you have are it represents a four-week period. So that's why I'm suggesting the month of July be all about you cleansing your energy, and I'm going to give you a way to do that in just a second. But you have a card of taking action. You have a card of accepting an offer, and those both cards are saying take action for your own vibration. Accept the offer that you've been looking away from. So I know you didn't ask me about work, but what do you do for work?
I do coaching.
Okay, so are you like a life coach or are you a psychic?
No, I'm not a psychic. I am an empath, but I'm an intuitive, but I didn't know that till recent, I don't know, a few years ago. But no, I do love coaching. And I actually,
okay.
That's what's funny.
Okay, here's the thing, you may pass this along to your clients here, but what it's saying here for you is that you have this, you have these cards that talk about it's time for you to get back into the flow of the universe, of allowing yourself to be guided and inspired and be spontaneously able to take action on things that are presented to you. So what I'm getting in your cards, and for the next 4 weeks, I want you to do this sort of an energy cleanse. Are you up for it? It won't cost you very much.
Okay, I'm not sure what it
is,
but I'm open.
Okay, here's the thing. Is every night before you go to bed, I want you, and this is after you've washed your face and before you put your jammies on, I want you to take a salt bath. So you're going to go to the dollar store, buy some sea salt, and every night before you go to bed, I want you to put a cup of sea salt in your bath. And I want you to imagine that all the negativity is being leached out of your system by the salt, all right? That your whole energy field is being cleansed by the salt, all right? And I want you to do that for 30 days, all right? As you're standing up in the bathtub, I want you to towel yourself off and let the water out. So while you're standing there in your towel, I want you to imagine that all of the negative energy that's in you is being sucked out from the bottom of your feet as the water is going down the drain. And then I want you to go to bed, because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, the angels are trying to talk to you and guide you to the best romantic partner for you, but you've been sort of oblivious to it. So here's what I want you to do is I want you to actually use this salt bath as though you are cleansing yourself from any preconceived ideas and allowing your energy to be much more pure and open, because there is a man here. And what I like about this guy is that he is going through an awful lot of the same things you are right now. You just haven't met him yet.
Hmm.
So there is a love relationship that's perfect for you. And it's funny because I'm saying it that way. I want you to be seeking your companion of choice. By the way, I coined that phrase, companion of choice. Not the one, not the guy I'm going to marry, I want you to literally look for your companion of choice, which means that you end up start treating potential suitors, potential love interests, as though they could be your best friend in the whole world.
That is how I feel. I'm actually not even stuck on marriage or anything like that, because to me
Good.
It's not about that. It's
Lisa, then you're 90% there. You're 90% there. All I'm asking you to do is do this little bit of an exercise, because when you concentrate on your own projection, what are you sending out there? Because, like I said, remember how I said nobody can beat you up like you can. You're incredibly self-critical, all right? You've got a very high standard of how things should be, and nobody can beat you up like you can. So right now the vibration is you're drawing partners to you that agree with you, that they're looking for ways you can improve yourself instead of accepting you for the perfection that you are, because you're perfect the way you are. I just want you to be a little less self-critical.
Okay.
All right, my friend, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Who's this?
It's Mary Ellen. How are you doing, Mona?
Hi, Mary Ellen. What's your question for me?
We're expecting a bank wire to come in this week, and I was wondering if it would be in by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Before the holiday weekend?
Yes.
Okay, this is interesting. You have, I only draw five cards for you, by the way. And when I draw these five cards, I always look at the cards that come in and how many cards are upright. You have four out of the five cards that I drew for you are major cards. And what's interesting is that if I were going to give you a yes or no question, I would answer yes to that question with a caveat. You have, the first card talks about unfairness surrounding the month of July. That's the first card. Then you have a card here that is the most successful card in the whole deck. It's called the World. So if I would give you timing connected with this, I would actually say that there's something about the next 3 weeks that's going to help you move forward. Then there's this card of disruption, and then there's this card of new vision. Now, the cool thing about this is the disruption card sandwiched between these two other great cards actually say that it's happy chaos. It's something that allows you to move action very, very quickly. It's important that you don't use these funds that are coming to you as a way to help somebody else's chaos. This is not about where you bring harmony to somebody else's chaos. It's about taking care of your stuff first. And it's really important that you keep it quiet, that this wire is coming to you, because I don't want other people to go, oh, well, you know, Mary Ellen's got some bucks here. I can hit her up for some money. I keep it really quiet. Remember how I said, I don't know if you were listening when I first started the program, but I talked about the card of the day, the thought of the day,
right,
is keep your secrets.
Right.
Keep your secrets. Because I don't want some... I don't want something weird out of the blue to come at you that you sort of feel guilty about or obligated to that really shouldn't be your obligation.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because we have one regular wire that comes in monthly, and then the second one, the one that you're talking about, the big one, is something that's supposed to be, which, you know, like around the mid-July. So.
Okay. Because the next... The next 21 days is what I'm seeing going on with you, that you are – here's the thing. If I were you, I would sit down and write down the top five priorities when that money comes in that you're going to do no matter what with that money.
Okay.
The top five things, write them down. Because when that wire comes in, I want you to take care of those as soon as those come in.
Okay.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here. Oh, actually, you know what? You guys hang in there. I've got a bunch of calls here waiting, but I got to take a little bit of a break. I need a little drink of water. I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. I have somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your question for me?
I want to see if whether you've seen thoughts on your general reading.
Oh, no. Now, see, here's the thing. General readings are why people book a session with me. I need a specific question.
Okay, about a job coming up.
Okay, let's see. Do you have the computer on in the background?
No, I'm at a public place. I'm at a public library.
Oh, okay, because I'm hearing an echo, which is really weird. All right, might be just my phone. Okay, what it's talking about here is, were you listening to the call, when I first opened the program, were you listening to the caller that I did this featured reading for?
I heard half of it, yeah.
Okay. You have your cards are talking about feeling a little stuck connected with career, and part of the reason there's a little stuckness here is that you have sort of a pie in the sky kind of idea of what you want career wise, and I that sounded a little negative when I said that, but what it's saying here is that you don't yet have the qualifications to have the career that you really 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 want. All right, so. Having said that, there are two things I'm going to recommend. The first is get yourself into some sort of working conditions where it feels like you can actually get through the day, make some decent money to support yourself, but that's not the prime job for you. What I'm seeing instead is that you have the going back to school card or getting some more education card here in order to have what you want career-wise, that you don't have all the tools to actually have what you want. So are you working now?
No, I'm not working, but I am going to school.
Okay. Then the school thing is what I'm seeing here, which is part of the delay. But I'm also seeing that there's a very limited amount of things you're doing socially, and it's talking about you connecting with other groups of people so that you can either get yourself some sort of a part-time job or get yourself in a situation where you feel unstuck again, because your cards are literally talking about you feel totally stuck right now. And what is going to help unburden you from the feeling of being trapped is by you connecting with groups of people that could ultimately help you. So what are you in school for?
I'm in school for social work.
I'm really surprised that you didn't go into nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to this, you're a natural healer. According to this, you're very good at dealing in chaotic situations. And you, I almost see that you're sort of shortcutting how smart you are by doing something that, yes, ultimately that would be a good career path, but I really don't think that you're going to find the satisfaction in it that you'd hoped. I actually think what happens is once you get this degree, you're going to find out that there's more paperwork than actually counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you decided to become an RN with a minor in counseling, then you would find the job opportunities out there much more readily available to you. So I'm just throwing it out there as a thought, because according to this, you're smart enough for it. You can always do that too. You know, it's funny. Let's say you decided to just think about this for a second. You became an RN. And let's say you became a school nurse. Well, if you had a minor in counseling, as well as having this major as an RN, what happens is when a girl comes to you because she's afraid she's pregnant, and she happens to be 16, you're way better equipped to talk to her about that than most people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I want you to just think about a slight shift, because according to this, you're not yet ready to take your big leap career-wise. So I hope that helps.
No, I didn't. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later. All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917.
Hello.
Hi.
Is Anna.
Who's this? I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Hold on. Hi, this is Anna.
Oh, hi, Anna. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, what do you see for Matthew, and anything change between us, or?
Let's see. I'm going to drawing the cards for you right now.
Okay.
All right. One of the things, Matthew is a very good man. Let me start with that. All right. Matthew has a lot on his plate. All right. And you're not a priority to what's on his plate right now, but he's not looking at letting you go either. All right. So if you've been sort of pining for the idea of him giving you more attention, this is not the time for you to want that. Instead, it's time for you to say, it sounds like you have a lot on your plate. I totally understand that you're busy. And anything you can do to tap in on that is how the two of you will bond closer together. Because what I'm seeing about your Matthew here is that he's very smart, he's very good in business, and he's very disciplined when it comes to his business. This is saying it is all about his business. So what's going on with him right now?
Well, I basically was away for 3 weeks, and he basically, when I was saying that I was looking for a relationship in the future, he basically wasn't interested. And then when I came back from my trip after 3 weeks, he said he's better left alone. And that was the final thing, that he doesn't want me to text him. He just wants to focus on his stuff.
Okay. Well, because I'm getting very strongly the him focusing on his stuff. That is literally saying that. So what I want you to do is I want you to just, even though he says I don't want you to text him, I want you to wait like 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
Then I want you to text him and say, one of the reasons, I want to make sure that we don't lose our friendship. I understand the idea that you're not looking for a romantic relationship, but I like you as a person, and I don't want to lose you as a friend. That's what I want you to say in about 2 weeks. Because here's the thing. He's not a bad guy. He's just incredibly interested in business right now. And see, this is not a guy where a gal with low-cut cleavage is going to, you know, with the girl showing, is going to get his attention. This is a guy that is looking for the mental connection with somebody that's smart enough for him, okay? So the thing is that you went emotional on him when he wasn't ready for you to go emotional.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you say, you know, I liked you in the beginning as a friend. I'd like to make sure we stay friends. Totally understand about you being invested in your business. I get all that. But basically say, you know, we were friends first. I'd like to make sure we stay friends.
Okay. He probably won't respond. But
well, that's fine.
That's okay.
Then, but karmically, you will have done the right thing. Do you see what I mean? Karmically, you will have done the right thing. And by you knowing that he is way on the back burner and he's probably not a possibility anytime soon, then you can open yourself to the idea that there is a new man coming your way, which, by the way, I was saving that to tell you this. There's a new man coming your way that is way more interested in a romantic connection. But I don't want you to lose the friendship of Matthew, because down the road when Matthew, you might need Matthew for something, or Matthew might need you for something. There may be some sort of a thing that you saving the friendship work to your benefit.
Okay.
All right, Anna, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Pearl from Texas. I was wondering what you thought good idea to do business with Roxanne.
Sweetheart, you're breaking up a bit. What did you say your first name was?
Pearl.
Pearl?
Yes.
Okay, now ask me your question.
Okay. Would it be a good idea for me to do business with?
Okay, the only thing that came through was, is it okay for me to do business with? I'm sorry, you're really breaking up. You know what? I'm going to make note of your phone number, Pearl.
Yeah.
And then would you please call me back tomorrow on a landline so you're not breaking up, and then I can answer your question. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gina from Georgia.
Hi, Gina. What's your question?
My question is, the personal changes that I'm going through in my life, especially with this divorce, I have heard from others that what they feel that I should need to write down what I'm going through and what am I experiencing, and maybe it can turn to helping others or writing a book or speaking in this area, I would say in relationships. So do you see that coming in? It doesn't have to be in your future, just if it's in the cards for me, to be an author and a speaker.
Well, you actually have, you have two cards that definitely support that. You have the card of, you have the Empress card, which in my deck is called Creativity. And by the way, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. That's the tarot deck I use. I love this deck. It's just so beautiful. Anyway, every one of the cards kind of brings you to awareness and power. But you have two cards I really like. But the biggest thing you need to do is take on the credential of being able to be an expert before you can actually write the book or do the public speaking. So are you in school or training right now toward that?
I have a background in psychology counseling area.
So
I do have
that. Is that your degree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my undergrad, yes.
Okay. Here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to be somebody that gets more public speaking skills under her belt. So you can do that yourself by going to Toastmasters. Have you started to go to Toastmasters?
I haven't started because my thing is somebody, you know, I had a couple of people was just telling me that's what they sense for me in the future. But I haven't really actually. But it's the reason why I'm going through so much in my personal life right now.
Here's the thing is that your cards are talking about you could start speaking in front of groups of people now to get that skill. All right.
Okay.
One of the things that I would really love you to concentrate on is if you were a speaker that helped people through breaking addictions. So this is not, and one of the addictions could be love relationships, because some people get addicted to people, you know what I mean? Okay, but if you specialized in people letting go of their addictions, then what's
okay.
going to happen is that you will find that that's what you are known for, that's what you will be celebrated for, that will be what your book is about, and yes, I do see that. The very first
okay.
thing I want you to do as soon as possible is start
okay.
getting in front of groups of people. So this is not a someday thing that I see for you. I see it within 3 years.
Wow. Oh, my
so
God.
So here's what I want you to do is that
okay.
as soon as we hang up the phone, put in
uh-huh.
your area code, which was 678,
okay.
put your area
uh-huh.
code in and put Toastmasters.
Okay.
And then you'll find local Toastmaster groups. I want you to find the biggest group you can. And
okay.
by the way, are you ready for the really good news that comes along with you signing up with this group? Are you ready?
Yes.
There is this incredibly cute, dark-haired, dark-eyed man that you get his attention. So not only will you be helping yourself train to be in a brand new direction by doing public speaking, but you
wow.
are going to meet your next relationship through a group similar to this, and I really think it's this group. So find the largest Toastmasters group you can. And
okay.
And what it's saying here is that this man is going to be very, you might even think, okay, you heard the term metrosexual, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a guy that you're not quite sure if he's gay or straight, but he loves like the nicer things in life, you know. He's definitely
okay.
he's definitely straight. It's just
okay.
that he's got a very engaging, coquettish kind of personality. He's kind of hard
okay.
to nail down, but there's something
okay.
about the two of you that after you get to know each other for a while, you might
mm-hmm.
even compete with each other for speaking contests. But I really want you to get involved with them as a social group, because this is saying that it is not only your skill as a speaker, but it will also be your own intuitive skills that you start to
oh,
develop.
Wow.
So I really
okay.
hope that's helpful, Gina. Thanks for calling.
It really did. Thanks.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
All right. And then I've got somebody here, Rosa Maria. She must be calling on the internet. Hi. Is this Rosa Maria?
Yes. How are you?
Hi. What's your question for me?
Whatever you can pick up about a relationship with somebody or job-wise, whatever's coming in real fast for me,
okay,
whatever you can pick up.
Actually, give me one or the other of those.
Either the job thing.
Okay, that was the one I was hoping you were going to say. Okay. There is a... the last job that you were at, you were not treated very well. Matter of fact, according to this, you worked your ass off and nothing ever seemed to come of it where you got any kind of recognition. So
right.
one of the things I want you to first do is I need you to knock the chip off your shoulder of what happened at the last job, right? Because according to this, you're still pissed off.
Yeah, the way
yeah.
the guy treated
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, so here's what I want you to do is I want you to take out a sheet of paper and I want you to write down all the shitty things that happened at the last job. Just write them all down. It's sort of like an emotional job vomit, okay? You're just going to write down all the crap that happened at the last job, all right? And then at the bottom of that sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release this last job so I may have the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, crumple it up, put it in like a little pie tin thing, go outside and burn it. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
so safely burn it. Because what it's saying about the job is that first we got to knock the chip off our shoulder of what happened at the last job. Then what we need to do is get very honest about what we want in the next job. So what line of work are you in?
I'm in the information systems, IT,
oh.
or IS.
Oh, so wait. When you say, you said IT commission systems?
Information systems.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misheard that. Information systems. Okay, here's the thing. I want you to start applying at some of the temporary staffing services where you live.
I did that. It doesn't
okay.
work.
Okay, now, remember how I said about the chip on your shoulder? Okay.
Yeah, I've been here for 3 months, and none of them call me
okay.
for a job.
Okay, here's the thing. You are much better in person than you are on the Internet, all right? So you applying for these jobs over the internet, they're not going to call you. That's not how it works. You know, they say, oh, apply online. Well, that's baloney. Yes, you apply online, but then you haul your ass down there to wherever the company is and introduce yourself and say, I just applied for a job online. I wanted to make sure you had a crisp copy of my resume, and I just wanted to come down and get a feel for your place. I wanted to meet you in person. Now, what happens when you do that is that people go, oh, my God, this woman really wants a job. So that would be your assignment this week before the 4th of July, is that I want you to find five places that you'd like to work. I want you to apply online and then haul your ass down there and bring your resume in person. And then you just smile and you be as nice as you can to the HR receptionist when you walk in. You walk in and you go, hi, I just want to let you know I applied online. And, of course, you look great. You look professional. And I applied online last night. I'm very interested in your company, especially this position, and I wanted to bring you my resume in person. I promise, if you do that, you're going to get way more interest than if you just apply online. And if you really
yeah,
want to,
yeah. But the only thing is, I'm in the south of Italy, right? I'm in south of Italy, and I can't afford the flight back and forth to like Rome or Naples. So like writing to them, you know
okay,
what I mean.
So- Well, what I don't understand is then why aren't you applying within 5 miles of where you live?
5 miles from where I live, I don't have a car.
Okay, so it's going to be, all right. So are you planning on getting a job where you work from home?
No, I'm trying to get
okay.
into an office.
All right, well, then you have to haul yourself down somewhere in person. So I would make a field trip. If you don't have a car, find a way to get to the closest town or city near you. Apply online before you go there for the day, maybe even do a sleepover, and go meet these people in person. That's according to what I'm seeing in the cards here, is that every one of your cards, by the way, is reversed. All right? So when you ask me about a job, the way you're doing it now is not going to work. So I'm giving you a way that
right.
it doesn't work. All right? So you are much better in person than you are over the phone.
I think I know. I think I know you said to apply in person. You said from home. I think it's that I'm interested in this.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. You got broken up and then you were gone. I'm sorry. Okay, let me see if I can. I wonder if this is Pearl calling back. Hi, hello, area code 210. Who's this?
Pearl.
Oh, there you are. Now I can hear you. Thank goodness. Okay, what's your question?
My question is career related, which seems to be the topic for today, and I'm wondering where you see my career going from here.
All right. One of the things that I need you to recognize is that nobody can do what you do the way you do it, Pearl. Okay? You need to look at yourself that way. You also need to look at whatever happened at the last job or even the current job you're at right now is that stop taking what's going on around you personally. All right? Don't take that as though it's somebody's out to get you or hurt you in any way. What I'm getting is the universe is guiding you away from what you don't want, all right?
Okay.
So what I want you to do is that July is a big action month for you. So what line of work are you in?
Interior design. I just graduated.
Yay. Okay. So, boy, if you lived here in Vegas, I would canvass every single one of the businesses at the World Market Center because, you know, that's really cool. Now, you know that if you aligned yourself with a real estate person, then you could actually help the real estate person stage the houses that they're looking to sell, and you could specialize in that. And what I would do, and this would be a really great way for you to make money, in my opinion, is that if you were an interior designer, that also helped them purge their house. So you charge a flat fee of, say, $500. And I'm actually going to throw that number out there. And now this is for you to develop your actual own business, because I see you being an entrepreneur, not working necessarily for somebody else. So my idea for you would be that you became a professional stager and purger. And what that means is that you go to these big real estate offices and you you invite yourself to be a speaker in front of all the real estate agents. And you say, this is what I do. So you're visiting with a client, you're looking around their house, they're going, holy crap, look at all the crap in their house. What you do is you help their clients, the specific thing of staging their house with their own furniture. In other words, you actually do a before picture of their house, and then you stage it with what they have available, and then you take an after picture. So this is building your website so that people can see visually what you do. And you, when you go in their garage, you take a picture before, you take a picture after, all right? So you would be, for $500, the person that does the professional purge and staging of their house. So you help them get rid of stuff. Now, they still have to pay for the storage unit and the truck and all that, and they still have to hire the people to move all the stuff out. All you're doing is coordinating it for them. So if you charged a flat fee of $500 and you had a couple clients a week, that's a great start.
Okay.
I just want you to think about it.
Because that's a lot more physical work, because I know I get in there and start doing it too. Do you see any other avenues for me, any other paths that might be opening?
What it's saying is that before you can do what you really want to do, you have to have credential built. You can't just leap into that direction right now because you have nothing to really show off to people.
That's right.
So we need to build the credential. And I'm sorry, I just looked at the time. I'm sorry, I have to go. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
I think I'll call you back tomorrow if that's okay. Thanks.
Sure. I'll talk to you then. Okay, bye.
Give up.
All right, you guys. I will be back tomorrow. If you missed talking to me today, please call as of a few minutes before 9 because my program gets a little backed up. But have a great Monday, and I appreciate you tuning in.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.